Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. There's been an armed hold-up at a service station in Perth's eastern suburbs overnight. Police still searching for a man who entered the servo in Maddington around 11 p.m. armed with a firearm. He threatened staff, demanding cash before fleeing on foot. Caught today for a 21-year-old man charged with the alleged murder of a woman found in the water at Fremantle's Fishing Boat Harbour. 25-year-old woman's body discovered on Sunday morning. The Gosnells man set to appear in Armidale Court. The media's role in the Royal Family was a key focus of Harry and Meghan's controversial Netflix doco series, partly released last night. Prince Harry says he feels he has a duty to uncover supposed bribery and exploitation within the media.
We know the full truth. The institution knows the full truth, and the media know the full truth because they've been in on it. And I think anybody else in my situation would have done exactly the same thing.
Premier Mark McGowan will dial in for a virtual national cabinet meeting today. Energy prices in the eastern states, top of the agenda. It's been 5 years since the nation voted in favour of marriage equality, making up 5% of all marriages across the country. James Hinkins from the Bureau of Stats says there's been a bit of a drop lately.
The most that we had was in 2018 itself, so there were 6,500 then, 5,500 in 2019, and unfortunately in the last couple of years numbers have dropped. But that's been the case for all marriages, obviously, during the pandemic.
In sport, the AFL continues to filter out the fixtures. The Derby now locked in for round 3 on Sunday, April 2 at 3:30 p.m, while the Gather Round games have been released for a big weekend in Adelaide for round 5. Fremantle set to take on the Suns in a Friday night twilight game, and the Eagles play Geelong on the Sunday. Australia will resume at 3 for 330 when day 2 of the day-night test gets underway in Adelaide at midday Perth time against the West Indies.